نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد الهادي الجود والكرم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد والي الهدى. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد والي وصحابه ومالك وسلم.
First and foremost, Allah's many times over shukr. We should be grateful. We should be so much grateful, as much as Allah Ta'ala's glory and His status that Allah Ta'ala has today on this beautiful month, Allah, in this great night, Allah has assembled us and gathered us for His remembrance, for His dhikr. Totally, I don't understand that we were deserved of this or that we were capable of this. Such a big reward Allah Ta'ala has given to us with His grace, with His mercy, with His blessings. Now you know that this month, Rabi'ul Awwal, This is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and the spirituality, the great qualities, and the rahmah and the fadl of Allah, and Allah's rewards, Allah's mercies, they are excellent and great in this month, more than other months. Why? Because this month's connection is with the master of the two worlds, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this month, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this world and he illuminated the whole world. So this is that month that has the honor that in these days, in this month, Allah's Nabi, Allah's Prophet, he came to this world, to this dunya. So this month, the moments in this month, the times in this month, the hours and the minutes, ibadat, worship, everything is unique spiritually, according to what our pious predecessors have stated. As long as there's the connection, such a great reward that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed in this month, Allah has mentioned in the Quran that this is my favor upon you, that my Nabi, my beloved, are sent amongst you. So you tell me, what a great fact this is, that Allah's favoring, what a great favor upon us, that Allah's Nabi came. So the first thing is this, that Allah's ahsan, Allah's favor, great favor, and the person who's ungrateful for that, then can you imagine the punishment for that, being an ungrateful? It says the sunnah of Allah, Sunnat ilahi of our Lord, that the dunya is fasad. Fasad. Disobedience, place of disobedience. The dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then prepared for this dunya a solution. That whenever fasad spreads, people forget Allah, the Creator, and they go towards shirk, kufr, disbelief, and they run after strange things, then Allah sends His blessings and His mercy. At that time, Allah Ta'ala selects and sends a Nabi, a Prophet. A Prophet would then arrive to the world. A Rasul would arrive to the world. So then what would happen is that the society would then be improved, reformed. Alhamdulillah, then all would come towards betterment. Goodness, people start to recognize Allah, worship Allah. And the Quran with great sequence has explained this properly, nicely, different times, different biya, Allah Ta'ala mentioned the events in the Quran. Now, eventually, then the Nabi would depart. Then asta, slowly, according to the fitrat, the nature of man, he would then turns back to the square one. And this is our hal today, our situation today. That when a person goes far from good company, then he starts to go backwards, slowly. This is fitrah, nature. And that's why when Allah has made the fitrah, the nature like this, that definitely you always need this. So Allah has ordered, قُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, that go to the people, the good people. This is in our nature, that without the good company, Allah says, if you don't have good company, good sohbat, then don't trust yourself ever. You are very weak indeed as an individual. Nafs and shaitan are strong, very strong. So if you don't have sohbat, good company of someone good, then you can be deviated at any time, you can be distracted. Any time fitna can come to you. Doesn't matter what you think you are, you can trust yourself, think you're good. But if according to Allah Ta'ala's instruction, you don't live your life, then consider that never, in no moment can you be secure. You can slip and fall in the trap. So for this reason, this system Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given to us, that Allah would send the Anbiya, the Prophet would come again. Then you see the punishments would come, shaitan would, his influence. Then when the next Ummah will come, then the next Nabi would come, then the Ummah would come. Then that Prophet would depart, he came with the Kitab, then the people went back, did a U-turn, went back towards the bad ways. So this silsila system continued, Imamul Anbiya, Khatam al-Nabiyin sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to his time. Then what happened? At that time, La Nabi Ba'da, no Nabi will come. You are the final Prophet. Khatam al-Nabiyyin, after him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be no Prophet. So then what will happen? The silsila is the same. Situation is the same. Cycle is the same. Nature is the same. So how do we save ourselves? Because until now, after now is Qiyamah, there's no Prophet to come. Yes? So look at the people who are coming and the conditions. We've seen some things in our lives. How much you have seen that, how the times have changed and how fashion has changed, how the deen has changed, how ideology, thinking, mindsets have changed, religions, ways of belief have come in our own lives. In this short life, all of you in a different way will have done mushahidah, experienced the fitna, heights of fitna. So how do we save ourselves? How we protected? Allah is Kareem. Because Allah wanted to keep us on the path of Hidayah. Or did He not want to keep us on the path of Hidayah? So, Allah Ta'ala selected something or gave a solution, isn't it, or not? Did Allah make a solution? That's why we are saved, Alhamdulillah. We are secure. So the point is this now, this silsila. Look, I'm having a discussion with you here. In this beginning of this beautiful month, I'm speaking to you. May Allah Ta'ala accept my sitting, my coming, and with that niyyah I've done the discussion, Allah knows best. And through that niyyah, may Allah Ta'ala accept what I'm saying. And may Allah Ta'ala accept this majlis, this gathering. This is a big, big month, great connection with Allah. So some share I would like to take part in this month, Alhamdulillah. So now till here we've discussed, the point has arisen, that the question doesn't arise that a person on his own can be on the path of Hidayah. This is Allah Ta'ala's system, His law, His cycle. So we need some guidance. We need Hidayah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made another great preparation or solution. And via His Nabi, Allah ta'ala enabled this. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enabled us to become good people. So Allah ta'ala compensated for the fact that there will be no Prophet after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a great solution that Allah ta'ala gave guarantee. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave guarantee. He guaranteed Allah's Prophet that doesn't matter how much fitna comes, Dajjali fitna will come, big facade and issues and problems. But Allah says, don't worry. I will prepare everything. Rasulullah said, before I leave, I'll prepare for you, mashallah. Don't be scared, don't be put off, don't get distracted. He was the final Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he prepared the solution. And what was that preparation? The solution, Allah's Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, تَرَكْتُمْ فِيكُمْ أَمَرَيْنِ, that I'm departing. After me, there will be no Prophet. But two things I leave with you, fantastic two things. Taraktum, fikum amarain. Listen to this great statement. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the Quran as well. قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. This confirms it. And there's a hadith. Rasulullah said, I'm leaving two things with you. Great things I'm leaving with you. لَن تَدَرْدُ. And the question doesn't arise. The Nabi is given guarantee. That even if guarantee given, that the question doesn't arise, a person will be deviated or become a mushrik or become a bidati or do wrong actions or be against the deen or he considers something that's against the deen as deen. Never will it occur. لَن تَدَلُّ. Rasulullah said the question doesn't arise. The masakum. Grab hold of those two things with firmness. Remember this. Don't be weak. Don't be fragile. And I'll give you the grand guarantee, said Rasulullah. Inshallah, my ummati, you'll become a great ummati of mine and you will meet me. How clear cut message he's giving. What a clear cut verse of the Quran. Lakajakum nurum wa kitabum mubin. Allah says that I'm sending to nur to you, the nur of guidance. And he won't come on his own. With him will be in a kitab as well. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions the purpose. So two things. So whoever has the fear of the hereafter, who has the fear of the grave, who has the fear that he's going to depart from here, who has belief in death, who has belief in the azabs, and he knows that I have to arrive to somewhere in the hereafter, I have to go, and he knows that he sees people passing away, then tell me, will he have any doubt in this situation? That without guidance I should wander around in the world? Definitely that person will think that I need protection, that I need to be in the path of hidayah, I don't want to go on the wrong path. So what a great easy solution Allah's Nabi says, I'm giving to us, the two things I'm leaving with you, grab hold of them strongly, firmly. Grab hold of onto them strongly, firmly. What are those two things? Kitabullah wa sunnate Rasulullah. Nurum wa kitabun mubin. Concurs with the verse. Kitab and the open kitab. Now here one of our pious elders have said a beautiful, unique statement that there is the kitab. And when does it open? Where does it open? It opens there in the personality of the Prophet. Do you understand the point? There is the kitab. The kitabun mubin. What is that? Where's the mubin? Here, in the physical person. There's kitab. But the tashree, the explanation, the commentary will be demonstrated physically by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you want to see, there's a very summary, good summary here, that the kitab, the Quran in reality has come into the being of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Physically, even the kitab is connected 100%. The person says, I don't know how to read the Quran. No worries. You don't know how to read the Quran? But at least you know about the personality of the Prophet ﷺ. How did he eat his food? How did he walk? How did he pray salah? How did he do ibadah worship? So no Muslim can there be who, even if he is a person who uses his thumbprint to make his signature, who doesn't know how to read or write, but they will, even that person will be aware of the Rasulullah's nature and lifestyle. Say subhanAllah. So here, this is the great status and glory of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's so clear here and confirmed. Allah Ta'ala said strongly and clearly here that look what I've given to you. I've given you such a nur, a guidance, a light, that this kitab, the Quran, will be nur when you read it. Yes? That you can look for the Quran, guidance in the Quran yourself, but you'll be misguided. There are many sects, they say that we have no need to follow the sunnah, the Quran is enough for us. Just, there are two salahs, we'll pray these two, and we'll just do these actions. And we are following the Quran, they say. And their nafs and shaitan has made them feel that they are following the right path, because they've gone away from this hadith in which Rasulullah gave guarantee. They left the path of Rasulullah, they left the sunnah. There's just Quran is Quran, 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 only Quran, they say, only Quran, only Quran. Allah says, fine, you can make this your deen and just grab hold of the Quran on its own. You don't understand what I'm saying? So that's the same point that Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran, which concurs with the hadith, Nurum wa kitabun mubin, kitab Allah wa sunnate Rasulullah. That person cannot be on the right path who says, I will only read and follow the Quran, just Quran, I will just touch the Quran and just follow the Quran. He cannot understand the Quran. He cannot understand the commentary of the Quran. He cannot understand the explanation of the Quran, that person. Because the Quran to explain the Quran, to demonstrate the Quran, was the physical lifestyle of Rasulullah. Clearly, his words, his actions, his amal, his statements, ula Quran, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is this not the case, my brothers? So clearly Allah has explained. So Rasulullah's statements, Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu was asked, what is the akhlaq of Rasulullah? She said, akhlaq, his akhlaq. What are his words? They are the Quran. What are his actions? They are the Quran. What are his amal? They are the Quran. So what is he? Rasulullah is the walking, talking Quran. The Prophet Muhammad is the walking, talking Quran. So in here now, because we have left these two forms of guidance that Nabi Sallallahu gave to us, we are following our own desires. No, this is the right Islam. No, this is love of the Prophet. This is the definition of love. Oh, there's no need for this. Oh, this is not necessary. Is this not the case today amongst the Ummah? You see the Ma'ashra society everywhere today. Oh, no, you don't need to follow Sunnah. Just be a lover of the Prophet Muhammad. You don't need to keep the beard. Just have love. There's no need for the beard. If you got love in your heart, then you're forgiven people. What a big fitna and fraud today in Islam. I'm not debating with anybody here. This is just logic and intellect. I'm understanding Islam from logic and intellect. Our logic and intellect tells us that even a person who's not literate says that Rasulullah SAW has said this in the hadith. Quran is saying this. So what deen have you got yakin on? So it's clear that you've left. Lan tadallu, the Rasulullah's guarantee has gone to the side. You cannot be saved now. You'll be deviated and you'll be a zalim and oppressor. You'll be cursed. No, I'm a lover of the Prophet, as some people say. I'm a great lover of the Prophet. Why do you doubt it? Why? I've arrived to the high level. And how do they arrive to the level? Shaitan is shaitan. So shaitan shows those people visions and karamat and miracles and kashf and dreams to make their belief strong. Doesn't matter how much you're deviated, because this is my field, expertise, and I have to meet all sorts of people. Doesn't matter how much you explain to people. And one I'm trying to explain to, he says, no. Why is this then like this? Why is this karamat happening in my life? Why is this miracle taking place? Why did I see this? No, this is not necessary, that person says. It's not necessary to follow the sunnah. This we should have love in our hearts for, the Prophet says. What a big deception and delusion. I am not speaking against any sect or group. Very clearly I'm explaining the issue we have. I'm not selecting a certain individual or group or sect. I'm just giving dawah, inviting your own logic and brain. But think about this. There's no special select group or these people. My akidah is this or that akidah is. No. It's not my style of speaking or discussing. Yes? Then mashallah, you're my old friends and colleagues. This is not my style to criticize or don't follow this person, don't listen to this person. No. Just be clear that you decide yourself that who should we follow and who should we not follow. There's no argument here. And who will decide? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made the decision and the Quran's made the decision. Such a sure statement. There's no difference of opinion here. We don't need big reference here or tafsir or commentary. Simple, straightforward hadith. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, and Allah said in the verse, no. The other person says, I'm fine. I pray more salah than you. Tell me. No, I'm pious because I've done Hajj and Umrah, I go regularly. It doesn't make any difference. You don't need to follow these ways that you're talking about, people say. You should know, you should have the minimum knowledge that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's statements, his actions, his words, his amal, none of them are minor. None of them are minor. Minor is for that person who's a munafiq, who's a hypocrite. He considers the actions and the sayings of the Prophet ﷺ as minor. A person who develops nifaq, hypocrisy inside him, then all those things which take us to the right path, he starts to look at them as a minor. And the value of those actions for him are minor. Just for example, like for you, dhikrullah is a great action. Say subhanallah. Dhikrullah, yes, you might be sleeping, you come in the morning, ishraq time, 1 hour, 1.5 hours, you sit, masjid is empty during the majlis, isn't it? Why? Because Allah in your hearts has illuminated your hearts that you can see that dhikrullah is a massive moment of magnitude in the action. Say subhanallah. You have the value of dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah. You have this. Because due to dhikr, a nur develops, a light. What is that nur? It is light. When that light develops, then kufr starts to shake and come out. And inside you start to see the light of reality inside your body. Then you understand the reality and truth of the deen, of the religion. Then you create an awareness. What a great deen this is, yaar. What a great amal this is. Dhikr. That to leave the sunnah is a big, big mistake. You realize that through dhikr. No, yaar. How can I say that I don't have love for Rasulullah? Oh, I can't stand and drink water anymore. No. No one's looking at me. But inside me, that love and the eminence of the sunnah, it goes high. So consider that the nifaq has gone out of that person, but the person who doesn't think like that, nifaq has gone into him. The Quran and hadith is very clearly explaining to us the greatness of Rasulullah ﷺ and his deeds in front of us. Oh no, it doesn't make any difference. It's not necessary, I've done this and that. But this is a sign that a person who's away from nifaq hypocrisy, he will run after the minor deeds, the so-called minor deeds, but because that person knows that the sunnah is the luggage for his forgiveness. I'm hoping that you understand what I'm saying. So this scanning device Allah Ta'ala has installed inside the human being, that you think a sunnah is a minor action, that Rasulullah's actions are minor, you can't see the hadith explaining the greatness of his actions, you can't see the verse of the Quran, you can't see the praise of dhikrullah, you can't see the beauty of dhikrullah. Yes, so as the generation goes more towards negligence, ignorance and dajjal, then these paths of truth will be hidden. And fasik people will come who will hide the truth and bring out wrong actions, and there will be no end result of that. Say subhanAllah. The importance of the deen and the right actions, they'll suppress them, bury them, and they'll start showing people in the world such light and other fake actions that people run towards them. But it's the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the mujaddads will continue to come to the world, the revivers of the deen. Yes, because deen has to spread. Allah ta'ala will keep sending the mujaddads to the world. There was Mujaddad al-Aftani, how did he come? Mujaddad al-Aftani, 1,000 years after the Prophet, the king was Akbar at that time. He made his own deen, the Mughal Emperor Akbar. And at Fajr time, a person who's given azan, and people, a person who picked up the Akbar, the king at that time, and he announced at the time, before he used to give azan, he used to pick up people's shoes in the masjid. After that, he announced that, no, worship me, worship the sun, give up Islam. Ups and downs of life come. Why? Because the formula that Allah Ta'ala gave to him, he took it out of his life. He didn't want to follow that lifestyle. Qunu masadiqin. That the guidance, if you don't have a guide in your life, Allah said, before I sent the prophets, Allah said, the Nabis came, when the final prophet left the world, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the deen that he left, you have to practice that afterwards. And if a mad person, Akbar, the king at that time, emperor, didn't do that, then he would have been a wali Allah if he hadn't followed his own deen that he made. Such big tafsirs were written in his generation. Great walis of Allah lived in his generation. But we consider the lifestyle of Rasulullah as minor. When a person leaves that, he becomes a disbeliever, he becomes a munafiq, he doesn't know himself what is the deen. But those people, the pious people who knock on the hearts and remind the people about the deen, the mujaddads keep on coming to the world. And the mujahidah continues, because there's no one who can suppress the deen. And those who explain the deen, alhamdulillah, then even from the deserts, the flowers can come out of the soil. Inshallah you'll understand my message, what I'm trying to explain. Even from the deserts, the barren land, that's why my Hazrat Sahib said, go there and teach zikr and revive the sunnah. And I went two steps back. I said, amazing. Where? Western hemisphere? That where everything runs, everything starts from the hemisphere, and I'm being sent there. In other words, Musa was being sent to like Firaun. Like that. Similarity. Yes, is there any tool I can use? No ilm? No darul ulum? Forgive me, just my throat's a bit down at the moment. No darul ulum? So this is the achievement. Allah says that I elevate whatever I want, whenever I want, and I demonstrate that, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm not dependent on anybody. I'm not dependent on the means and resources of the world. He has to go there and study there, then he'll have to go in tabligh, then he'll revive the deen. Allah says, I don't need this. What I want, Allah says, according to my instruction, that is what will take place. So Allah said, I selected Musa. And I put him in front of Fir'aun. Tell me, can anybody fight? One man, he has nothing with him. And Allah gave him a stick and go there. Say subhanAllah. Staff. My Hazrat said, what do you worry about? Why are you worried? That you have to go and lead Jummah there. SubhanAllah. After that, I said, anything else? So whose shan is this? This is Allah Ta'ala's glory and his greatness. That deen will never stop. Rather, hujjat. He said that, don't worry, give me encouragement, you don't need muftis, you need darul ulum and knowledge and a certificate. Allah says, if I want, then even from the twig I can take the work of the deen. From the twig, from the leaf I can take. Ilm, Allah says, I am the one who gives ilm. that if there's ilm in the hearts of the people, Allah says, you can take the ilm out of their hearts. And the person who has no knowledge in his heart, Allah says, fill his heart with the ilm, with the knowledge. Allah's rules say, subhanAllah, who has yaqeen in this? Fine. If he doesn't have yaqeen in this, then he doesn't believe in Allah. In Allah, ala kulli shayin qadeer. He doesn't believe in that statement. If we use our knowledge, oh, he's not this, he's not studied, then he's a disbeliever. Say, subhanAllah. Our work is with amanna wa sadaqana. That's it. Unique point what I'm saying, isn't it? Why? Because the person who was sent, he wasn't a minor person. Why? Subhanallah. That he, the teacher, my teacher, Hazrat Sahab, he was given education by Hazrat Sarumpuri Sahab. He lived in his house and he studied with him. And who was his teacher? Hazrat Sheikhul Adi Sahab, his father. That he was the student of Hazrat Sheikhul Adi Sahab's father, who was his teacher. Where did he live? In Khanqah Rashidiyah. My teacher. And that person, my teacher, what will be his status? Who is alive? He passed through great experience and great sohbat. And if he gave me the instruction to come here, then will maybe he's a magician person or someone who's a deceiver. Go there, make a mill or factory and send me some money back as well. And then make my passman call me as well. And then some masjid also make me get a job as well. So I can also come there and I can open up a madrasa, etc. Did he say that? Yes. I also want a car, 3-4 cars, big house, 3-4 houses. No. He sat in Garai Sharif, his village. He didn't even get up from his straw mat, my teacher. But he was controlling the whole of the generation at that time, my teacher. This is the insan, the human being, the revival Allah creates, who they changed the direction of their era, their generation. And he didn't send his student to send his karamat, to show his karamat or his visions or his miracles. No. Why did he come? That Allah Ta'ala's Nabi says, he left the two things to revive those two things he sent the student. To revive that lesson, the makhluk is innocent, is being distracted, deviated. Rasulullah's era has gone far back. Those people who are living in the world for material things, they're coming to this country. I'm talking about 50, 60 years ago, the people who arrived at that time. People are coming quickly, they come studying here in our home countries, then they're looking for jobs. They do medicine in our home countries, and they want to travel to the other countries because they don't like the weather in our countries. They don't like the lifestyle in our countries. They'll give everything up, sacrifice everything in our homeland to go to the new country. They'll give everything, they give their deen away, their children away, their families away. They'll give Islam away, everything they'll accept to go to the new country. So it's lazim, essential, Allah's order, instruction, that go find a guidance. And Allah says, send somebody to that place so he can protect them, so he can revive that lesson to them, that those lessons that your Nabi Sallam left for you. Don't worry, if you arrived in the Western Hemisphere, grab hold of those two things, you'll also become a wali Allah. Taraktum fikum amarain. Two things grab hold of to them. Nurum wa kitabum mubin. So, Yahdi bihi Allah Ta'ala says. Yahdi bihi Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, two things, what do they give to us? Hidayah, you will get guidance from these two same things, Allah Ta'ala says. If you don't take these two things, you won't have guidance, you'll have distraction, deviation, zalalat, wretchedness. Success can only come from the two things that Rasulullah gave us. Mayyattabaha. Subhanallah. Allah says in the Quran, guidance. From these two things, Allah says, I've instilled in these two things guidance, nowhere else. And if you take hold of this, then Allah Ta'ala says that this is the instruction I've given to you. If you take hidayah from these two things, يُخْرُجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah says, I will take you then out of the darkness. And I will give you Sirat al-Mustaqim. I will show you to the straight path. This is Quran. You know better than me the Quran. Yes, I'm just the person who presses the thumbprint on the ink. This is the Quran that is explaining this. That you can, these are the words coming from the blessed statements of Rasulullah. So from this that's confirmed, if we should then pull our minds together, that are we on the path of guidance? This is a challenge for the whole generation from the Quran. That are you, now you can scan yourself, that are you following the path of guidance? That if you have taken the two things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, fine. If you're going against them, then Quran, forget the Quran, if you just take one thing out, just if you take one thing today, which is ittaba'i Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because if you obey the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's the Quran. The Quran, it doesn't mean reading the Quran. The Quran didn't come for reading in this world. أَفَلَا تَتَدَبْرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ Allah says the Quran came for tadabbur. Ponder, reflect, but nobody asked about me, nobody thinks about me, nobody cares about me, the Quran says. What's happened to the people? Because our hearts and minds have made us feel satisfied that it's just reading, it's enough. That's because we are going on the wrong path. With each action we're going on the wrong path. The real purpose and meaning of the Quran, we've left it and we've adopted those actions, we say this is the deen. Think about it. So here ourselves we need to see and assess, we need to think, we need to assess that if we have fear of our Malik, am I on the path of guidance or not? Then there's a really easy answer for that. That if you are obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you are imitating and practicing the sunnah, then 100% you are on the path of guidance and hidayah. Don't worry, the whole world can be on one side, you can be on one side. The flag of the sunnah, keep it in your hand. And if the sunnah is not in your life, and remember this will be hypocrisy, nifaq, this is a minor sunnah, this is not necessary, I don't have to follow this sunnah. This is included in nifaq, hypocrisy. Until the sunnah doesn't make you feel the guidance and status that Allah has given, that one sunnah, when you're practicing one sunnah. Now I'm sharing with you the statement of Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was also my ustad, my sheikh, my teacher, mashallah. And his great statement, he said, this is a guarantee that one person, when he practices one sunnah, look at the value of the sunnah. Look, what sunnah? That if you just wear the shoes or take off the shoes and wear the shoes according to the sunnah, at that time is announced by the Quran, you are not a minor human being, you're not a wali, you're not a kutub, you're not a ghawth, you are my beloved servant, Allah Ta'ala says. At that time. Subhanallah. One sunnah, imagine the level of the sunnah. Listen clearly to what I'm saying. But we're so lazy. A person who has a minor pinch in his heart against this statement, he has hypocrisy in his heart. But the person who shakes when he hears this, and his heart opens up, and he says, Subhanallah, that so quickly Rasulullah some sunnah can make a person beloved of Allah, then he's a lover. And he has solid, 100% solid iman. And the person who has solid iman, 100%, then he will have the effect of the sahaba in his life. Look here. Two companions are coming. One companion is leaving a gathering of Rasulullah and meets another companion on the way. He has a stack of stick of wood on his head. He said, where are you coming from? He said, I'm coming from the gathering of Rasulullah. He immediately puts the wood down from his head. He said, what did you hear? And he said, I heard the Prophet said when I was in his gathering, the person who has his clothes below his ankles, then that part of the body will burn in the fire. Immediately he put his wood down on the ground and he took hold of the cloth. Obviously their dhoti was torn already. What else did they have? Didn't even have kameez sometimes. And he went to the side and he ripped off that dhoti that was below his ankles. He said, you've done that in a rush, so much in a rush, you could have gone home and done it. He said, do you have a guarantee that Rasulullah's words after I hear that and I don't do amal and I go home without practicing? This is every mu'min's iman it should be. So what was this? No, let's analyze it, let's investigate it. Who wrote this? Whose imam is this? We don't believe in this. And then the debate starts for hours, analysis and conclusion. What's the conclusion? Oh, in this day and age, it's not necessary because we've come to this country. Okay, then the sunnah's gone. Imama at that time was, it's not necessary because it was worn at that time. Okay, leave this sunnah's gone. So what's left then after that? All the analysis and investigation. What's left after that now? Where's the deen gone? Two things that Rasulullah said, I'm leaving. After that, if curse and wretchedness doesn't come, what will come? Tell me. Today I was speaking to a brother. I'm speaking for my improvement here. This is that. There's arguments at home. There's problems and disputes and quarrels and friction. And this happens. I don't know if there's magic. Is there jinn on a house? Is it black magic, evil? And I said, can I request something? I said, when you enter in the house, do you read the dua? He said, maybe if I remember it, sometimes I will. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when you enter the house, if you don't read the dua for entering the home, then the shayateen will enter the house with you, they will eat with you, they will, when you're in the bed with the wife, they will be with you, the children, the offspring will be born like that all night long, they'll play with you. We don't believe in this. This is nifaq hypocrisy. Our namaz is nifaq. And we get a pat on the back. You pray salah, that's fine, that's good enough. You're forgiven, you pray salah, you're forgiven. So much the deen we have distributed and split up and broken up into pieces that the pious people say, this person saying this person saying that, this person saying that. Oh no, it's okay, you don't have to do this. Nobody can remember that Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the guarantee. Allah's given the guarantee. The guidance is only in this way. Guidance is only in this way that two things I'm leaving behind. Nurun wa kitabun mubeen. Quran is saying this. Yahdi bi Allah. Allah says, hidayah guidance is only through this. Yes. Quran tells us, doesn't it? There's a unique point here, other verses that we can also discuss. A great point in here that the pious Peter has explained. The hidayah, guidance is in this. Then after that, another thing Allah Ta'ala announces. Ridwanu subulus salam. وَيُخْرُجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Now here the beautiful point that comes out of this is that two hidayah have come. One is the common hidayah for everybody. And one is a unique special guidance. Those who are seeking the straight path, who want to follow the straight path of guidance, who are seeking Allah's connection. For those people hidayah also, and this is the solution. So here a question arises that brothers, that Allah's walis, the people who are on this journey to get close to Allah, let's do tazkiyah, purification, mujahida. Allah has made it clear for those same people, sunnah itself is the solution to this path. Sunnah, without sunnah you can get no success at all. You don't understand this point of mine? Yes. One is the common, the hidayah for everybody you will get from the path of Rasulullah. So whoever wants to go to paradise and wants to come out of hellfire, hidayah is the same for everyone. But those people who are seeking Allah's connection, nearness, qurb, and love, and have a passion, a yearning to attain Allah's nearness, they're doing mujahidah every second. Remember, the basis and the foundation, pivot, center point of all the mujahidah is only one thing. Through that they can only get success, and that is sunnatul Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember this, that whenever you understand something, say subhanallah. At that time, say subhanallah. So without this, without sunnah, there's no forgiveness, no success. Two things now we understand, that everything success is made through sunnah, and the sunnah, if in our hearts, if it's down, if it's demoted, we say it's not necessary, why do I need to do this? And we have a chance at that time we can practice it, and there's no one stopping you, but we say it's not necessary, for that reason you're not doing it, or what's the benefit of this, isn't it? Oh, I can do something else instead of that. Then consider, there's nifaq has started to boil inside of that person, and this will take you far from Allah. There's no criteria for the love of Allah. There's no other criteria to become the beloved of Allah. There's no other criteria for the beloved colleague of Rasulullah. Allah's Nabi said, "Man ahabba sunnati, fa man ahabbani." What greater statement than this can there be? That you love me and I love you. So Rabiul Awwal, beautiful month, excellent month, illuminated month. Rabiul Awwal. Rabi, the name of this month is Rabi. Springs beyond springs, gardens, freshness, vibrancy. Rabiul Awwal. So in this month we should promise to ourselves in our lives, my friends, that we will be on the path of guidance. Only in this way. We are misguided if we don't practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every action in your house you enter, and we don't know the loss if you leave the sunnah. Without washing the hands you eat, big loss. Big loss. If you eat with the left hand, big loss. Stand and drink water, big loss. Allah's saying there are many other losses. We say it's not necessary. Oh, we don't have to do this, it's not important. We say it's not important. We don't understand it. What's the conclusion that arises? Allah says, is wretchedness, curse, facade, problems, difficulties, azabs, punishments, ghazab, destruction, zalzala, earthquakes, floods. Any time a person can be wiped away, whenever Allah Ta'ala wants, He can wipe away. That may Allah Ta'ala give us His grace and His mercy always. So sunnah, brothers, grab hold of the sunnah. Everything in our life should be according to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No part of our life, and especially, mashallah, you are those who say, Allah, Allah, do Allah, Allah, dhikr Allah. What we need to do is that this is our destination. Without this destination, by opposing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there's no solution. Sheikh Saadi said that impossible is there. That never even think for a second that by opposing the sunnah, you'll become a wali Allah, you'll get to the qurba of Allah, or the nearness of Allah. How can this be? It's impossible. So any action of the sunnah, to consider it minor, is a big, big mistake. Nabi al-Kareem says some sunnah, to consider it minor, then don't think that it's right, it is kufr, dalalat, wretchedness. You're stuck in kufr, dalalat, and wretchedness. Yes? What difference does it make to other people? For example, why are you worried about other people when you're practicing the sunnah? Those people have duty, then they keep on shaking the people, reminding the people, inviting the people. Doesn't matter how much people are upset, but those who have been given the work to do the guidance, they'll keep on delivering the message. Rabiul Awwal, Ramadan, they'll share the message. Safar, always their job, their duty is to revive and wake up the people. Remind them that you are the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my brothers, where the imamas, keep the beds, observe parda, your wives and children according to the sunnah and sharia, make them live their lives. Not one you take, one you leave, do this when you want, leave that. All of this is nifaq, hypocrisy, shirk. It is zulm, oppression, kufr. All of this is a waste of time. Everything becomes a waste of time without the sunnah. Nothing will come in use. I'll tell you this clearly. No uloom, knowledge will come in use. No thing, no tawaf will be beneficial, nothing. Only thing will be useful is only one thing. Those actions that are according to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's lifestyle. Ittabai sunnah. So your life's totally 100%, you're earning, walking, traveling, lying, earning by lying. How can that be successful? Once you lie, the whole food is destroyed. Yes, so shake yourself. Assess yourself before life ends. Take everything else. Lying, fraud, interest, whatever's happened, the wrong actions. All of this extract, eliminate, get rid of it. And dust it down. Otherwise tomorrow it will affect and it will bite when we get in Jahannam. We'll arrive to Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. And then even then those things will be biting and injecting. So you're signing wrongly, earning wrongly, and lying and earning and taking sood, riba. Riba. In houses there's riba. Interest. And I see that person, I was shocked. I said, how much I see you praying salah nicely, and I see you running to salah, and my mouth dropped, my jaw dropped, that in your house there's interest. So how do you sleep in the night? Yes, I'm just telling you experiences that I'm sharing with you that I see in my everyday life. And from top to bottom, long beard, he runs to salah, first row, etc. Why? Because inside him he left the sunnah. His awareness, his conscience told him that he is correct. Shaitan made him feel that shaitan brings a person to wretchedness lifestyle and then pats him on the back. Says, you're fine. Yes. He says, am I mad? That, for example, a person makes an idol with his hands and he worships it. But he's stupid, isn't it? Because shaitan makes a person believe he's doing right. He can make a plane, he can fly in the air, he can make rockets. But shaitan is not concerned about those things. But that person, shaitan overtakes his brain and he makes him make a god out of his hands, an idol, makes him worship it, a human being. He makes him worship something strange. So a person has everything, he knows what is the deen, but he does non-sharia actions, he doesn't accept the sunnah, doesn't embrace the sunnah. So by doing a wrong thing, he goes towards shirk. And there's no value for the deen for that person. So the state is, if you want dunya, then stay in the dunya. That if you want dunya, then don't try to mix deen and dunya. There's no concept of this in our Islam. There's no concept of this in our Islam. That wear the tie, and also wear the dhoti underneath. One person, he came out of the asiyah, this labas, said, what's this? Someone said, what's this? That until today I've not seen this, that person said, that he was surprised. Now remember that statement, that a person, he did this as well. He said, what's this you're doing here? That you got the tie on the top and you've got the boxer shorts and you got the shorts underneath. He said, what do you do this? He said, when somebody comes, then the tie is useful. When I'm sat at home, then my shorts are useful. So he said, I wear both things, he says. They benefit both. So here we try to do both, deen and dunya at the same time. Do this is okay, this is okay as well, this is okay. But who are you deceiving? Allah Ta'ala says, you're just deceiving yourself. That can anyone deceive Allah? So Rabiul Awwal, the great month, promised to Allah that inshallah, what will we do? Nabi Al-Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, me as well, I want some verses came to my mind. Yes, I don't know if I can read them or not. Very difficult to write them and to read them, but I like them a lot. And I'd like to share those few verses with you. So this is actually not a verse, this is a big message. That Rabi'ul Awwal has come. Come all together, let's make a promise. Sunnah is my life and we won't break this promise. This is the objective of Rabi'ul Awwal. All the rest is not a game. It's not a game. It's not tradition. Cultural. There's no other objective of this great month. Nabi Al-Kareem said, one sunnah revive it, you have then celebrated the Milad. Yes, you have celebrated Milad by reviving one sunnah. Why? Because Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if he is happy, then what else is there left to do in life? It's a beautiful. So Rabiul Awwal has come. Let's all together make a promise. Sunnah is our life. We will not break this promise. So we come onto this path. So the promise is that inshallah, that the sunnahs we're not practicing, we promise in our life, we will bring the sunnah into our life. What life is there without the sunnah? The bed should be there, imama should be there, inside the house and outside, there should be parda. Do you understand? All everyone, men and women included in this, isn't it now? There'll be the bed, there'll be the imama, and there'll be parda inside and outside the house. There should be life just like this. We will make this solid promise. Solid promise. This should be the life. Allah, to please Allah and His Rasul, these things we need to bring into our lives. Inside the house, outside, within the four walls, there should be parda, husband, wife. That's it. Don't be commercial. Don't have nifaq. Don't follow hypocrisy. Brothers, money creates nifaq. And poverty takes a person to Allah. You understand? You should have beard, imama, and beard. Oh, this is beard, this length beard. We say we are Aashiq lovers. We go into the conferences and marches and debates and speeches. And we'll eat food first in the, but we can't keep the beard. So what a big deception the hadith I've shared with you, the words we've discussed today. So do we compare ourselves with those now? Today, if you wake up inside and bring the nifaq out, keep the right length of beard. You should have the beard, you should have the turban, the imama, and in the house there should be parda. And this should be the life from now. Make this solid promise. If you want Allah in the home, then this is the only way. Listen, brothers. If you want Allah, then this is the only way. Without this, there's no other path. Don't knock around here and there. Nabi Al-Kareem Salam Sunnah, only through his path can you be connected to Allah. If you want Allah, then this is the only path, this is the only way. Every way and life, every part and step of your life should be Rasulullah Sallam's lifestyle. So people with imama and mashallah, they wear the white imama and people's eyes, they're sparkling, the ajeeb, great, unique nur. When the people sit together with imamas, with white libas, then the nur, it glows and shines and sparkles. So mashallah, always due to the sunnah, you'll see the light illumination. There's no darkness, rather, there's the light and illumination. And there's another unique verse to come. We should have connection with those. We should have connection, company with those, with our Nabi. Why do you do zulm and oppression on yourself? What a big da'wat from Allah. What a big call and statement from Allah. What a big announcement that comes from Allah. Beloved, become of His. Become His beloved, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you will be my beloved. Allah says, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni." What a great announcement by Allah. What a great announcement. In one verse, Allah has given a great announcement that to become the beloved of mine, Allah says, understand, the one point Allah has put in between, a condition that if you become the beloved of Rasulullah, then you'll be my beloved, Allah says. What a great announcement, clear cut announcement, that become his follower and beloved, then you will be my beloved, Allah says. There's the condition. And all the prophets are in the row. All the prophets are in the row, and Sarkar, the master, is at the front, subhanAllah. All the prophets are in the row, in the saf, but our Sarkar, our master, the greatest prophet, is right at the front. Now what is that? All the prophets are in the saf, in the row, and Sarkar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is at the front. If you believe in this, what a great scene. Just to believe that. The, look at the point that comes from this. If I explain to you the yaqeen on this, what's the meaning of this? All the prophets, alayhimus salam, that they showed the scene that Rasulullah was giving him Muhammad. All the prophets were behind him in prayer. In other words, they followed him, they obeyed him, they accepted him. And even then, from this scene, you don't believe that we should imitate Rasulullah just by listening to this scene. Even now, you don't believe and have understanding that what a great scene this was. Allah Ta'ala drew the sketch, that all the prophets, 124,000 of them, behind Rasulullah in prayer, and you don't understand the obedience and following of the Prophet. Do you understand the point? So these are great verses. I'm giving the complete message from these verses. This is the meaning of Rabiul Awwal. And this is the final verse. Asif, your love, oh Asif, your love, only he knows the center point, the basis, the foundation of your love is he. This is the shair saying this, the shair, the poet, nobody else. Asif, the basis and foundation of your life is just he. Whenever he called out to Rabb, through his wasila he called out to the Rabb. Subhanallah. Through his wasila he called out to the Rabb. That's it. Whenever that I attain anything through from Allah, doing dua or asking for Allah's love or asking to be close to Allah, the connection to read Ismizat, what I did, that through your wasila I sought that connection. Do you understand? Do you like that verse? Yes. So they come. I haven't even corrected them yet. They just raw though. I shared them with you. So great message this is. So let's promise this point, that our lives, we will live our life according to the sunnah lifestyle. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif. Let's do zikr.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. 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 As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina al-mursaleen. Jafin al-salameen. Atahu wa yasin al-habib al-ameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad al-Nabi 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 al ذرياتي على نبيك وصليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا سنوبنا وسلمنا حصلنا وشدنا وختمنا كل سالكتنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أنت إيه أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار قنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا مقلب القلوب صرف قلبي على دينك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين نبيين صدقين شهداء وصالحين حسنى اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في سمرته يا كريم يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع ملياتنا يا شافي المرضى اشف مرضانا اللهم اغفرنا في بطني اللهم اغفرنا في سمي اللهم اغفرنا في بصري لا اله الا انت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. شیخ خاتون نے اپنی بیماری کی وجہ سے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ کس بیماری کو جلد سے جلد ٹال دے, اور جو تکلیف ہے جو پریشانی ہے اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ اس پہ اجر نصیب فرمائے اور ان کو ہمت دے اس کو برداشت کرنے کی. ربنا حب لنا من ازواجنا وذریاتنا قرۃ اعین واجعلنا للمتقین اماما اللهم ارحمهما کما ربیانی صغیرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم منهم واللمات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.